fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how are you today?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm all right, you know?
Yeah, just trucking along on this fine Wednesday.
Living in the Stormlands.
In the plague years. It's yes. A good time. okay, we're talking ancient jokes today, is that right?
Yes, yeah, 100%.
Getting some dry old gags coming through from the listeners, so that's where we've started from.
What's the best dry old gag that we've got so far?
Someone says, how can you tell if a lawyer is lying? His lips are moving.
So basically the thing that prompted this today is that a couple of ancient Sumerian jokes went like viral on Twitter.
Okay, that's wild. When we're talking ancient Sumerian jokes, what like type of ancient is this? A couple of hundred years, a couple of thousand years, where are we at?
So these are from a couple of thousand years BCE.
Ooh.
Give or take a couple of hundred years.
Oish,
that's old.
That's old as.
Yeah, so I mean, I did some research into what the oldest like recorded jokes are, and we've got one from Egypt, we've got some from Sumer,
oh, yeah.
From Sumeria, we've got some from Babylon, and then we've got a bunch from like the ancient classical world.
Wow!
And I tried to find them from other places, but I guess people were not that interested. But I mean, people researching it was harder to find stuff about anywhere else.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense. I mean, Sumeria was one of the first places to develop written language.
Okay.
And it only took them a couple of thousand years to go from recording stocks of grain to writing joke books.
Hey, so, good for them.
That is what we call evolution.
So do you want to hear a Sumerian joke?
I'm ready. I'm ready to laugh.
A dog walked into a tavern and said, I can't see a thing. I'll open this one.
Yep.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Yes. Maybe needed some. I mean, it's all about performance, isn't it? Let's try another one. A man went to Susa and then he came back. And then you say why.
Why?
A date palm. Yeah, so...
Okay, I'm lost. You're going to need to explain it to me.
My thing is that these ones... So no one knows.
No one knows why it's funny.
It's funny. And it's likely that it's either some kind of pun or something specific to a way of life that is now lost. But we do have, and this is kind of considered the oldest recorded joke, and you might laugh at this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Something which has never occurred since time immemorial. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
What? I mean, how old
women,
is that
women
joke?
Be farting.
Women be farting since the dawn of time. Wait, well, how old is that joke?
So that's from 1900
wow,
BCE.
Wow, toilet humor really goes back, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah, so I mean, some of the jokes that I found I cannot say at this time of the morning. So we've got one from 1600, and this is from Egypt.
They were quite rude in the 1600s.
This one's a little bit 1600 BCE.
Oh, okay.
The other 1600. How do you entertain a bored pharaoh?
How do you entertain a bored pharaoh?
Sail a boatload of young women dressed only in fishing nets down the Nile and urge the pharaoh to go catch a fish.
Oh my God. You know what? You know, even the first two jokes that you read out there just... tumbleweeds, like, have no idea what that means. The structure of them is pretty relatable to the way we structure dumb kind of call and response jokes today. Like, that's kind of the same.
It's fascinating how similar they are, especially when so there is like an ancient it's from the Roman era, but it's written in ancient Greek, a joke book called Philogelos. love of laughter.
Oh yes.
Aww.
Nice.
And this is like our only like our oldest like extant joke book, like full book of jokes. We know there are earlier ones because people mention them in plays, and we also know that Aristotle's second volume of Poetics was meant to be about comedy, and so probably had some stuff about jokes in there, but that's lost.
His joke era of his career. Someone's texted in that they said they remember reading some graffiti, that some graffiti rather, in Pompeii said something like, "Everyone writes on the wall but me." I quite like that.
I like that.
Sam was here kind of vibes, you know?
Would you like to hear some jokes from Philogelos?
Oh, I'd love to hear some jokes from Philogelos.
Okay, so it's broken into sections. So the first section is on intellectuals.
Oh, okay. Is it jokes about intellectuals or jokes for intellectuals?
About intellectuals.
Okay, I think I'm more into that realm.
An intellectual, I'm kind of going to, I'm not going to read them as translated because they're extremely dry.
Okay. Give it a bit of flair.
Oh, so this intellectual, he got very sick. He went to the doctor. The doctor's like, "Mate, I'm sorry. It's all over. But if you do get better, you can pay me." That's not the end of the joke. So he's in bed with a fever, and he asks his wife to bring him some wine, and she says, "What are you doing? You're gonna die." And he says, "Yeah, but then if I get healthy, then I have to pay."
Oh my god, it's hustle culture from way back.
There was the one about the well. What about ones about Abderites?
What is an Abderite?
It's just a person from like a specific town, but they're kind of like the doofuses of like, I can't remember. Like, I'm sure there was people from some place. It was like, you know, jokes about people from Huntley or whatever.
Okay, yeah. I understand. Okay, hit us.
An Abderite saw a eunuch talking with a woman and said, "Oh, is that your wife?" The eunuch said, eunuchs can't have wives. So the Abderite said, "Oh, I guess she's your daughter then."
Oh my god.
No.
Abderites. Moron Abderites. These are dry, but also so are a lot of the gags coming in from the listeners as well.
An incompetent school teacher was asked who the mother of Priam was. Not knowing the answer, he said, "It's polite to call her ma'am."
Are these the kind of things, when you say these are in a book of jokes from back in the day, are these the kind of things that people would have been saying to each other, or was it just old mate in his little ivory tower writing down what he thought was quite funny?
Well, I mean, the number of ones that are about how stupid intellectuals are is, I think, indicates that this is probably more for the man on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, I found my good intellectual joke.
Oh, go on.
An intellectual caught sight of a deep well on his country estate and asked if the water was any good. The farmhands assured him that it was good and that his own parents used to drink from it. The intellectual expressed his amazement. How long were their necks if they could drink from something so deep?
See, that one appeals to my dry sense of humor. I like that one a lot. Where do you find all these ancient jokes? Can you still purchase an ancient joke book?
I think you could probably get a copy of Philogelos if you really wanted to.
Nice.
But there are other collections.
What else was out there? If you did not come prepared, we can swerve.
Yeah, it's difficult because people don't care as much as you might think. It's you know.
This has really opened the door to the reason I'm not reading out the listeners' jokes is because they're all inappropriate to read before like 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, well, this is the difficulty.
You are all so dirty, just saying.
This is the difficulty that I had. You think that was the only eunuch joke?
I'm sure it wasn't. Oh my God. I'm literally like scouring the list of texts that have come in, and there's not a single one I think I can get away with reading at this time of the day, or perhaps at any time of the day. Some of the language is very flow. Floral and foul. There we go.
A young actor was loved by two women, one with bad breath and the other with reeking armpits. The first woman said, "Give me a kiss, master," and the second, "Ugh. Give me a hug, master," but he declaimed, "Alas, what shall I do? I am torn betwixt two evils."
Oh my God. Oh dear. This is like, feels like a rabbit hole we could spend hours down. You've picked us a tune to round us off this morning, Amelia. Any last gags before we go?
A misogynist stood in the marketplace and announced, God. "I'm putting my wife up for sale, tax-free." When the people came and asked him why, he said, "So the authorities will impound her."
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
Good to see some things haven't changed, eh? Like, dumb, dumb jokes. What have we got here, Amelia? What are we listening to?
Joseph K? Do we just say that?
Yeah, no, we didn't. Oh. Now we're saying it.
It's kind of funny.
Thank you, Amelia Discreet.
Oh, bye.
Why did the tomato blush, Zoe?
Why?
Because it saw the salad dressing.
Hilarious.
A horse walks into the bar, Zoe, and the bartender says, "Why the long face?" Two peanuts walking. These are all your texts, by the way, you guys. You brought this upon yourself.
No, these are Rachel's that she's just saying jokes. Her personal jokes that
Two
she wrote.
Two peanuts walking down the road, and one of them was assaulted.
Oh my God.
That one is kind of grim. What have you got for us, Amelia?
How do you tell the difference? This is my granddad's, was my granddad's favorite joke.
Okay.
How do you tell the difference between a stoat and a weasel?
How?
One's stoatily different and the other's weaselly distinguished.
I like that one.
Oh, that's so good.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.